Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Joining us is Jamie Bronstein, relationship therapist and coach. She helps people on her website and with her in-person and video conferencing sessions. Haven't had you on in a while. Good to be with you again, Jamie. You ready to tackle a host of issues this morning?
I am, Bob. I've missed you. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Well, a couple of things in the news recently made me think of you, and we thought we'd get you on to talk about this, starting with this business of artificial intelligence and chatbots. Recently, a Wall Street Journal headline, your next therapist might be an AI chatbot. What's going on here with this?
Yes, we are living in a very interesting time right now. The thing is, as helpful as AI is, it will never replace actual human beings. And we're getting to the point where it can be a little scary when people don't realize that they kind of forget that this chatbot is not a human. So I, as wonderful as it is, there have been some problems that have been coming up. And I know that that was in the article.
Yeah, I mean, people are using AI for help. I know that in this article, they talked about one psychology student who's going to therapy three times a week, and her therapist suggested that she start using an artificial intelligence chatbot for support between sessions. So if you use it that way, it seems like it would be not a bad idea. What do you think?
Well, what's so interesting is the timing of this, because I'm actually working with a company. It's called Quora. It's an app, and it's not AI, and it's designed for the 167 hours throughout the week that you're not in therapy. So that is a healthy thing to do in between sessions. But something that was mentioned in the article that's very scary is that in general, if you're using like ChatGPT, let's say, that is not trained for if someone says, I just lost my job, where's the nearest bridge? And it will tell you where the nearest, it doesn't get the emotional aspect of it. It just wants to help you in that way. So, but then on the other hand, there's something like on Headspace, where there's a Talkspace is the one that has the safety measures. So there are some that are getting trained, but in general, and also I found that so interesting that a therapist would recommend this rather than therapy when the client wants to go to therapy three times a week.
Right. Are you doing a lot of Zoom therapy, and does that work as well as in person?
Oh, absolutely. I would say post-COVID, I don't know the studies on this, but everyone that I know, most therapists are actually doing more Zoom. I mean, my clients are all around the world. It's different if they're just where you are, because you obviously will have less. But absolutely, the amount of transformation and healing that I've seen over the past 6 years since COVID is beautiful. It's amazing. I don't think it matters if you're in person or not. Sometimes, obviously, if someone really is in a really, really, really bad place and there's the option to see them in person, it is ideal.
Yeah, it's easier, it's more convenient, and in some cases, especially, I guess, for people who are just starting therapy, it's not as scary, is it?
Yeah, I think that it helps the process. If you've been wanting to go to therapy, needing to go to therapy, it makes it easier to actually make it happen, because yeah, you don't have to get in your car. You don't have to find the office. You have to see people in person and sit in the office, like waiting room if you're crying. It's a lot easier, I think.
Also, I'm told that there are new rules of dating. This is about what happens when you break up. It's different now, isn't it? The way people handle this.
Oh, yeah. This is honestly one of the topics that has been coming up the most recently, because there are so many different schools of thought on breaking up, ghosting. There actually is something called a chief breakup officer now. There's that also. But what I think is the most interesting is this ghosting situation where people are doing this after one date where the other person has not indicated at all that they actually were interested. And I think it's very presumptuous and a little narcissistic to just out of nowhere to say that you're not interested, but you wish the person the best.
The chief breakup officer, did you say?
Oh, you want to go? Yes.
What's with that?
Okay. Yeah, let's go back there. So this is a real thing. This is a real thing. It's people that are hired to do the breaking up for someone else. Now, what is beneficial about it is that sometimes there are people in this world that are a little emotional and dramatic. So if you don't want to have to deal with that, you have somebody deliver the message for you. And sometimes it is appreciated.
I'm told,
interesting stuff.
Hey, I'm told singles now, instead of ghosting, instead of going silent, they will send a breakup text. Is this something that you advise?
Well, it all depends on how long two people have been in a relationship. If it's one date, it's not a big deal to do anything over text. Although I think no message is a message. You don't even need to send a message, like I was saying. But if you've been spending a significant amount of time with somebody and they haven't done anything wrong per se, then you should probably do something over the phone. But I will add in, and this could be controversial, even if it's been a long time and the person knows that maybe they didn't show up the best, not that you're ghosting, but once again, no message is a message.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
With Chicago-based relationship therapist and coach Jamie Bronstein, let's talk about something called roster dating. Is this what it sounds like, that people are dating multiple folks, men and women? How does this work?
Yes, this is a real thing, and I'm a fan of it, actually, because I think that you should not put all of your eggs in one basket, because you never know what's going to happen with one person. And I think it's natural to, and it's important to get clear in your mind who you like. You rank them. Who do you like the best? Who's not as high up there? But the cool thing that you might find with the roster is that by going out with people more than a few times, somebody lower on the roster might head up to the top of the roster. You never know.
And are people more patient because they have multiple people they're seeing, and so they're less likely to just stop dating somebody after one date?
It depends on the person. Some, with the apps and the saturation, some people have the mentality of, well, if this person's not perfect, I'm going to stop dating them. I don't recommend that. So it just depends. But if you really want to not have a roster anymore and just get down to that one person, I do recommend joining my course, my program called Single to Soulmate, and it's launching in the fall.
Single to Soulmate. Okay, so this fall, this is something that's based on a book that you're working on, or have you finished this book?
Well, it's based on my book called Manifesting. So it's about how to manifest love. And this program will actually help you find your man. So this is specifically for women. I am going to do a program in the future for men. And there's pre-recorded videos. I'm doing live coaching 2 times a week. I've done something called Manterviews, where I've interviewed men to give women the insight. And we're going to the field in various cities to find men.
And do you find with the people that you are talking to that more often than not, people don't really connect until they've been out many times? Or is there still a lot of great love at first sight?
Personally and professionally, I feel like on the first date, not that people, ideally you're showing up authentically, however, it takes time to get to know somebody. So I always recommend, and what I've seen is that it takes a few dates to really crack the surface. You might like somebody on the first date and then not like them on the third date. Or like I said before, you might not be that into somebody and then it grows, which sounds so cliche, but it happens.
And back to breakups, there's a new study out, and it says men are more likely to die from broken heart syndrome, it's called, than women. This doesn't surprise me. Did it surprise you?
Well, what's interesting about that article is that it was saying that women have more emotional stress in their heart and men have more physical stress. And so men end up actually dying from this, although some women do as well. But my theory is that, unfortunately, and yes, there are a lot of men that take really good care of themselves. My dad is one of them. However, I think that men, especially with heartbreak, they don't maybe have as much of a community. They're not going to therapy. They're bottling everything in. And so, and maybe health-wise, eating food that's good for you, exercising, men typically don't do that self-care as well as women do. So I think that's probably why it's men.
Yeah, we're more needy, I think. This study looked at almost 200,000 patients, and this broken heart syndrome is actually something physical, isn't it?
Yeah, it said something about the left ventricle of the heart, which to me, as a romantic and as somebody that's been in this therapy coaching world for over 20 years, I think it's so beautiful. I've heard stories of couples where one, I'm sure you've heard this also, one dies and then the other one dies a week later. I actually know people this happened to, a couple. Mm-hmm. And the man died last year. He had cancer. And then his wife died 10 days later from a heart attack, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do hear about that a lot. All right, it's Jamie Bronstein, and Single to Soulmate is her program launching this fall based on her book. If people want to get information on this, where do they go? Do you have a website up and running?
Yes, very simple. Go to therelationshipexpert.com.
Therelationshipexpert.com. That's Jamie Bronstein. Thanks, Jamie. Always good talking to you.
Thank you so much.